Man Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee A. Alasia. And Miss TT out to the side of me. And Slick Rick at the bottom doing his thing, audio, video. Hey, look, how much prayer do it take for you to keep your woman or your man after they done messed up?
Cheat a lot.
A lot. So let me give y'all some backstory, and this is the response which y'all see on the screen. I don't show it yet. So this guy out on the road, he's a truck driver. And this is a story. This is a true story. And he come back home and find out his wife is swollen, impregnated, not by him. You can now show it, Rick. So this one guy, and this is on Instagram. I found this on Instagram. Just some random stuff that pop up. And then this one guy, I took his name out of it because I don't think y'all need to hassle him about his opinion. But his opinion is this right here. You can't leave your wife because she was impregnated by another man. No. Go to the war room and pray for your marriage. That other guy's nothing but it's just a homewrecker that must never be allowed to win. A good husband doesn't just quit. I'm going to talk to God right now. Because God knows, ain't no way I'm finna go to nobody's war room and pray for nothing when it comes to my woman who's supposed to be at the house not entertaining nobody come up pregnant.
While I'm out on the road.
While driving, I'm out on the road hustling and trying to get money, blah, blah, blah.
The lifestyle.
Right.
So what's the difference?
What you mean, what's the difference?
The Godfather would be ashamed of whoever wrote that, because, boy, that's...
For the simple fact, what you mean, like, what's the difference in what? What's the difference? Because men do it all the time. You need to leave...
No. So, hey, go ahead and take that off, man, because I think they're ready.
I done took it off. But
I want to see her face when she damn explained this, because I got to hear this.
So the difference is the man provide, protect, do all that other shit, right?
And, shut up.
And all we want, all we require from our woman
already
is loyalty.
Already getting into it.
All we require from our woman is loyalty.
What's our woman? What?
Loyalty.
Go ahead, cuz. Please.
How much prayer do it take for you to stay there?
It's going to take a lot of damn prayer, just like we pray when these
she gonna
motherfuckers
need, come. She's going to need Jesus, talking about Allah, Muhammad.
This dude.
Yeah,
this
that's dude. What it is. All of us going to pray.
The three wise men.
This dude had the nerve and the audacity to say, go to your war room and start praying. And that's don't right. give up on your marriage. After that's she,
right. Girl, that shit ain't right. That shit is wrong.
That shit dead. D-E-D dead.
How much prayer do it take for me to stay in that?
It's not enough prayer in the world, baby.
It's really not. It's really not.
What are we doing? Who is this dude? I'm not sharing his name because he's in roast session right now.
He better be in a bunch of things because like I said, the Godfather would be ashamed of him for even putting that shit on.
There is no way in heaven or hell.
Yeah, he said pray about it.
He said, get in your prayer closet and pray about it.
Yeah.
And a good husband don't never quit on his wife, no matter what.
The only thing I can tell you I'm praying about is not fucking both of y'all up. So I'm about to get fucked.
How much prayer does it take?
It's not enough
prayer in the world. If Jesus Christ came down here and said, you need to stay with that woman, we're going to have some issues.
I'm not doing no shit like that.
I can't do it. Me and God would not get along that day.
Like I said, do it. You're going to have to pray to Jesus, God, Allah, Muhammad, Joseph, Mary, the three wise men.
I looked at that. I'm look at this response, and I'm like, what in the hell and heaven did this dude come up with this stupid ass comment?
He might have been tipsy at the time.
I think he was drunk. I think he was single. I think he was single, looking for somebody and wanting somebody. I think a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He got some problems.
The shit motherfuckers do for clout and attention. Because, boy, that's a simp, beta male, all that shit, all in one, simp, at its finest. At its finest. I'm gonna have to give me a sound effect. I'm gonna introduce a new sound effect for shit like that next week.
God, I'm like, who in their right mind?
You know what? It's somebody out there that's done did that shit for real.
Him, the one who wrote that comment, he done it.
Not only him, somebody else done did it. I know somebody else that did it.
Shit.
And
they still alive?
They was married?
Yeah, they still married.
They still married.
Yeah, he got locked up. Came home. She was pregnant by somebody else.
I know a story. Well, like
she done pulled some Cat Williams shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me look like Officer Darren.
Yeah. Bruh. Oh.
And they still together right now.
I mean, how long? I'm just wondering, how long was he locked up for?
I think, if I ain't mistaken, I don't know, maybe 2 years.
Okay, that's all?
Hold on. I'll say this. I'll expect, if I'm locked down for more than 6 months, I'm going to expect you to be out here taking some dick from somebody. But my thing is this. At least motherfucking be cautious and don't introduce no fucking outside children. Because I'm leaving your ass. I'm leaving. Man, I'm filing for a divorce before I even get the fuck out of jail.
Yeah, look here. I know a couple.
You mean to tell me you couldn't hold out for 48 months?
Hey, no. that's a long time.
It's your 24
months. 24 months, not 48. 24.
That's still a long time. She
24 months.
Long time. Them goddamn toys get boring.
2 years. I really thought you was about to say 10 to 15 years, and I'm like,
but. Like I said, I can expect you to be out here taking dick from somebody else, but be careful and be cautious,
right?
Of not to bring any outside children into this.
Wait.
Why are we normalizing this shit that y'all talking about right now?
No.
Why are we normalizing this?
We're not normalizing it, but it's just
you just said,
shit.
Hey Rick, hold on, Rick, you just said no more than 10 minutes ago. All we want to do is have somebody that's loyal to us. Blah 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 blah. Now you giving this chick a pass on the 2 years?
But if you not able to be out there doing all that shit for her, you can't give a dick. You can't provide. You can't do none of that shit. What?
Listen, why was you in jail in the first place? God damn, why was you in jail?
Right.
Shit, stay your ass out of jail.
All your loyalty should have been getting a real job. That's what your loyalty should have been before you took your ass to jail.
Because you wasn't worried about no coochie before your ass was getting locked up.
Exactly.
Now, nigga, I don't
understand how motherfuckers stay married, how even be with somebody that's locked up anyways. Like, to me, that's fucking crazy.
I mean, like, it is what it is, but at the end of the day, when you should have been working a job, you was out doing criminal activities.
I mean, niggas be working and selling dope.
Yeah,
some of them.
And then you got to think about it too. They ain't had roles back in the day.
I'm finna share something with y'all, and I want y'all to look at this.
Said they didn't have a role.
Y'all stupid. Now, look at that real quick. I sent some stuff on the phone.
It ain't showing up.
Mm-mm.
It didn't show up.
It's in Facebook.
Damn it. This, what are we doing?
Do I need to play this? Can I play this on the screen, or do I have to open up?
You can put it on, I think you can put it on the screen.
Shit, because some we. Oh my God!
Is that talking about the little story thing you just put on there?
Yeah,
with the cords.
Yeah.
Hold on, I get it up real quick because I got the audio up and everything. So.
I'm. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's got to be just me. Some shit just ain't cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
Let's see.
You didn't even launch it.
Hold on. No, I got it pulling up now. Hold on.
That shit ain't cute.
This shit ain't cute at all.
All
right,
hold on.
Oh, Rick, play that shit. Somebody thought this shit was cute.
That what she said?
I'll please you no matter how long it takes. If the world should end tomorrow, and we only have today.
This motherfucker in jail.
Hell.
What are we doing? When I tell you I was done with Facebook,
hey, motherfuckers is playing the card game through the motherfucking
through the visitation,
through the video chat,
visitation bullshit. So dumb.
All right, that's motherfucking crazy.
And somebody thought that they thought that shit was cute, and she put it on Facebook.
She got to do for her man what these other women is doing for theirs.
Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Are you
yes,
motherfucking serious?
So you saying right you would have a whole relationship with a nigga that's locked up
in jail?
It depends.
He was in the relationship before he went.
It depends on how long we've been together. It just depends on how the man treat me. It just depends on a lot of things. Like, if I have to hold my nigga down for a couple of years, Laser, then I'm going to stick by his side.
Laser.
Right.
He ain't treating you like shit.
I need me
fucking
a dummy
locked
like
up.
I'm
that means nothing. People get locked up for no reason these days. And don't act like that.
No. Here's what we not gonna do. We're not gonna put this shit on Facebook and act like it's cute.
That's cute for them.
That's cute for them.
It's cute for
like
them.
Like you said, it's cute for them. We don't need to see that shit.
It's somebody else out there going through the same thing. They all relating to each other.
Yeah, they need to see that. They need to see that.
They need to see it?
Yeah. Somebody needs to see it. Shit.
I need me a woman that's like that, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
That way, if I'm ever gone for some years.
You go to jail.
What the hell we doing right now?
I mean, I would hope you wouldn't be going to jail, but damn, if you go to jail, I ain't just going to leave your hands right.
I don't expect you to stay with me, especially if I got some damn time.
Right.
Now, 25 years or something like that, now I don't know if I'm gonna be able to hold on that strong.
Hey, my old lady go to jail. She get 12 months. She might as well expect me to be smashing something.
See, that's the difference between women and men.
I'm smashing something. Look, I can use my hand for about the first month or two. But after that.
It's never that serious to get no
sure
damn
coochie. What the hell?
After about the first 2 months, I'm diving in something.
They're gonna wait it out.
Women
out there that will wait.
Yeah, they waiting, baby.
My thing
is, you call loyalty right there.
Yeah,
you call it something, but
yeah, you can't hold it either.
talking about loyalty. Talking about? You gotta get some new coochie in a month.
I said two. I said two.
Hell, man. Hell, niggas.
I said two.
That ain't two.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Two whole months. Six days.
6 days. Yeah.
So you can't wait 2 years.
Hell no. Nope. So whoever I'm talking to, just know if you ever get locked up, I'm diving in something.
Here's what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna pick somebody that's at risk from going to jail.
I mean, how you know they're gonna be at risk? Some could just pop out.
The last thing out that they got.
Shit, what if they just in a wreck one day?
And they go to jail and for killing somebody.
Wait, that's a different story.
Exactly. Okay. All
right, then. You just never know.
How long you waiting, Lee? How long you waiting?
Until the trial is over.
That's why you can't fuck with niggas. Y'all ain't worth a damn. Ain't worth shit.
Ain't worth two flies on the neck.
She gotta be freed at the end of the trial.
Hey, but you know, sometimes that trial can take like a year and a half, 2 years.
How long
I'm
waiting till the end of the trial? When the trial is over and she's set free, we good. Is she going to jail for manslaughter 10 to 15 years? No.
What if they give her 2 to 3?
Do it.
2 to 3 plus she already been in there for a year and a half waiting on the trial and all that other shit.
I'm good with that.
Wait a minute.
What about if it's like one of them cases where they get them good ass prisons and like you be getting to go and stay the weekend? You can pack out.
I'm knocking off then.
Sis.
As long as I can get me some, I'm good.
And if people, they be able to bring their pets, like y'all like seen TikTok, that side of TikTok.
Nah,
I don't
even have TikTok. Well, I've got it downloaded, but I don't even know how to use it. I'm old.
But that's beside the point. All I'm saying is, if that's the case, I'm in there.
If we get visits, I'm staying.
If I can get it wet, I'm we good.
Shut the fuck up. Piss me off. You about to piss me off.
I'm just saying. I'm just
saying.
Before I said if he can get it, what?
Wet,
he gotta be already. Oh my god!
Hey, don't say shit.
I'm just being real. Look, you ain't got to worry about me cheating on you and none of that other stuff because I'm good. You meeting the needs. As long as you meeting my needs, I'm good. I write your love letters and, you know, all that other little shit. We can do the cute little car shit from the...
Wow.
Exactly, nigga. Wait a minute.
My damn back hurt.
Oh,
my God. I'm supposed to crack.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid, man. That's stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's how we doing it, huh?
That's how we doing it.
Okay. I mean,
po ting ting.
This motherfucker right here.
Oh God! Oh my goodness!
I mean, I'm just keeping it real, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Fuck out of here!
I'm just saying, we don't. As men, we don't require much. We don't require much, but we definitely require that. That's why we can't be out here waiting for him.
Oh, Lord. On that note.
Yeah. But let's move on. So let me bring it back down to earth.
Not the let's move on, right?
Yeah, let's move on.
Shit.
Oh my god. Shit. So let's switch gears real quick. So y'all know Jonathan Majors, the guy who's in the Marvel Universe, just came out of Creed. He's fighting against Michael B. Jordan. So I don't know if y'all read this story or heard about it or whatever, but he is. Has been arrested and have been set free on his own recognizance because he got into it with this white lady. I don't know if the girl's white. Let me change that. I don't know if she's white or black. Let me change that. Into this assault with this girl. Come to find out, and the media jumped on it. Army took his commercials off during the March Madness. They talking about, you know, doing this ban and all this old stuff. So come to find out, according to his lawyer and the lady who actually put out a statement saying that, you know, it wasn't him. He didn't do nothing to me. They got together, said some stuff, did some stuff, and he got caught up. She has issues mentally from what I've been told and read. And he was trying to help out. That's all he was trying to do, help her out as far as, you know, get her where she need to go, blah, 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 so forth, so on. The media is killing this dude. Killing him because he's been arrested. That's the main thing. Marvel talking about they might cut him loose. Had no response from the Creed folks because the movie was already done. But I think the media is jumping out a little too quick on this without finding out what's really going on. This is going to be a stigma for him until.
That's what they always do, though. The media always get on there, crucify, and then blow it up real big. And then whenever shit come back to not be true, you don't hear
which is what the lady said. She got text messages. She got all this stuff on her person saying that it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And it's too late now because it's already been out there. It's already been told. The story's been shared. It's been out there. He got this strike on his name now. He might not get another job from this shit. We don't know. But I find it awful funny that when somebody does something in the media, be they black or white or whatever, we quick to jump on, yeah, they shouldn't have done it. They should have did this. They shouldn't have did this without knowing the whole story. And I'm not sitting here tongue lashing the media, but they got this one wrong.
I mean, but the media should. The problem is everybody wants to be the first to market with the story.
True. So, without doing the full research.
So it's like, yeah, we'll get it out there. You know, if it's wrong, we'll apologize later, but the apology never comes.
Well, I hadn't heard anything about it.
So. You ever heard anything about that? Look up Jonathan Majors' assault. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. It's crazy. He just come off of two blockbuster movies, Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania or something like that, with the Marvel folks.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
And he did what now?
He supposedly choked this girl out and did this and did that and hit her and all this sort of stuff. And she come back saying that it ain't like that. She, the victim, mm-hmm. / whatever, said it ain't like that. It was never like that.
So it must have been in a sexual way.
Probably. Nobody said all that, love.
I mean,
probably. You know, I'm just saying, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on this Sunday. Everybody is out of control.
I mean, I'm just saying, they talking about choking and slapping and shit. That's what they like. Right.
This is what? Who said that? Listen, just come on now. Go ahead, Lee, with the regular story here, because this shit keep getting rated R. XX videos.
Yeah. I'm going to quote Denzel on this one. Find out the whole story before you report it.
Because
you are ending and messing with people's careers when you report the wrong thing, mm-hmm. or half-ass report it, or you just told it wrong. So we'll find out about this later on. Find out what's going on with him.
And let me just tell y'all one thing.
What's that?
Y'all had us watching that weak ass Chris Rock.
Man, I told you.
You.
Did you watch the last 10 minutes of it?
That's all we had to do was for.
That's all you had to do.
I didn't
want you to watch everything. I told you the last 10 minutes. Yeah. I didn't tell you to watch the whole thing. I said, watch the last 10 minutes of when he went in.
Did y'all sit through that shit?
I did, unfortunately.
I wish the fuck I would have. You a strong individual.
I was waiting. So nobody told me where it got to that part at. So I was waiting the whole time for the Will and Jada jokes. But it's like I said, I think Chris Rock stand-up is not funny to me. I like Chris Rock in the movies. Like, I think he's funny in a movie. But stand-up, I ain't never been a fan.
Shit, he the first couple funny. Of words I told Lazy, I ain't nobody to do this shit.
Yeah,
let's forward to the last 10 minutes of the damn
last 10 minutes of the show when they start talking about.
Yeah,
let me tell y'all what happened to me. Yeah, and it just went on from there.
Yeah, he turned up right there.
He turned up. I told y'all watch the last 10 minutes. Don't watch all the rest of that because the rest of it ain't even funny.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that shit was a snooze fest. Like, what the fuck is this?
I said, oh, hell no. Soon as he started talking, I said, hell no.
Right. Yeah.
Soon as he started talking. And it was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out.
Everybody wanted to hear what he had to say.
Everybody
about
wanted to hear his daughter's Will story. And Jada. They wanted to see how he reacted.
Man, y'all know who was in there, and it wasn't us. Stop playing around. We was barely in there.
Yeah, but we was in there.
It was a sprinkle of us in there.
Oh, we my was God. Up in those seats, you couldn't see us. Because we knew it was going to be some bullshit.
Who the fuck Bautista that? And you know what kind of, if it was us, then it's a certain type of us.
No, we was in the nosebleeds.
It was the hell. Let's reel it back in.
Hey, I got a topic for you. A little current event thing. What y'all think about this? Oh, your boy got indicted.
Oh,
Trump.
That guy.
I thought we were talking about somebody.
So here's the thing. And it's funny to me that he getting indicted over hush money. Stuff that people do. Rich people do it all the time. Paying people off. You know, hey, don't say nothing. His dumb ass probably didn't even have a sign on NDA. Which is what I would have done. Sign this NDA. That means if you say anything, I can sue your ass. Right. He probably didn't even do that.
Mm-mm, you know he didn't.
He still got cases in Georgia. I think he got one out in Arizona, and I think he got one in Florida too, over actual voting stuff.
Yeah,
Stormy Daniels. He get charged because of paying her off, having sex with her, and paying her off so she wouldn't say nothing about it. How stupid is that?
I mean, when the whole situation that he was in a situation he done been in, it was stupid.
Yeah.
So, especially being a president, he was doing all kind of stupid shit.
You're supposed to be somewhat above reproach when you're in the highest office of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And people are supposed to be respecting you in the office. Well, I guess, let me change that. You don't actually necessarily have to respect the person, but you have to respect the office.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's get muddy in the water because you got all kind of clowns up in there going in the office and messing things up. So he was one of them. He's the first one in presidential history to get indicted. He might be going to jail. I don't think he's going to jail.
Nah, he ain't gonna go.
That's
to
my
jail.
Personal opinion. I don't think he's going to jail. I think he'll just get a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, his orange.
They'll make it to where he can't. All they trying to do is keep him from running again.
Keep him from running. That's the thing with that, the Republican Party are distancing themselves from him anyway. They ain't trying to.
I ain't gonna lie.
Except for Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, dumbass. I mean,
if it's between Trump and Biden again, I'm sorry, y'all gonna be mad at me, but I'm voting Trump again this time.
I'm just not going to vote. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to vote.
Mm-hmm. Look here.
And y'all get up out Biden. That man got dementia.
Exactly why he should be the damn president.
Do he really got dementia? Stop playing.
No, he does not have dementia. If he had dementia, Kamala Harris would be president right now.
Well, she already almost there. Shit. He can't even read the cue card.
I was thinking that I just wasn't going to be the one to say it.
He can't read the damn cards. He's stumbling over that. God damn.
I just want to know how you fall up steps.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, don't act like you ain't never fell up the steps before.
Hey, I've done that shit before.
I done did it before.
But I was running up them bitches, though. I was running up them. I wasn't just barely moving.
He wasn't running.
I done barely moved and tripped up the goddamn steps now.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't cap on that.
How you fall up steps?
Yeah, you trip walking forward, nigga. Like, what?
Yeah, shit. Let me come up them steps and brush them through them damn teddy bears on them steps.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm falling everywhere. Like, you finna step right there. It's a big ass bear right there in the dark.
Got your ankles broke up in here.
Yeah.
Stuff on the step. Moving on. So let me first say condolences to the families who lost their loved ones in Nashville during the school shooting. Here's what I got a problem with this. We, the media, are going to make sure that we clarify what fucking pronoun this person was when they died, just to get that shit right. I got a fucking problem with that. She was a girl, identifying as a guy. She was depressed. She owned 7+ guns. The people in the house didn't know she had these guns. It's a whole lot of stuff going on with this story. Too many angles on this story. It pisses me off that, first off, we trying to get her pronouns straight. Now, I'm touching it, but I'm not poking it, just so y'all know. I'm touching it, but I'm not poking it. We don't give a damn what she was or he was or what they fucking identified as. This person, this human being, went into a fucking school, an elementary school at that, and killed some goddamn kids.
And part of what I heard was, and I heard this from someone who has ties to the Nashville area, was that, and I'm sorry, like, I have people a part of the community, but whatever you were born with, it's hard for me to call you anything else. I'm sorry. So, but from what I was told, that she was abused when she went there. So she somehow depressed whenever she was older and went back and shot up the school. But I was just like, if that's true, anybody who abused her is already gone. And on top of that, them kids ain't have shit to do with that.
They sure didn't. Nobody in their school had nothing to do with that.
Nope.
Nothing. And that's the first thing came to mind. I said, either she was bullied or something happened to her when she went to that school. And my thought was bullied. But at the end of the day, if she was, those people are gone. They gone. They been gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever you graduated high school, them people was already gone.
Yeah. Done. It's a private school. It ain't in the public school. It's a private school. So they have turnover every day.
Yeah. You went back and shot all them innocent people for nothing.
For some shit that happened to her when she was a kid.
Yeah.
My bad. When he was a kid.
When she was a damn kid, because she was a she when she was there.
Yeah. Pissed me off. And that's the part that got to me, that got under my skin. You went and killed somebody over some bullshit. Kids at that. That's the part that pissed me off even more. And we're going to try and get the fucking pronouns right, just to make sure we're addressing that issue right. Never mind. I'm going to leave that alone.
And what was her name?
Audrey something.
Okay.
and she was still fucking Audrey. So she.
Yeah. But the media and the police department and all these folks trying to get it right so they won't offend nobody by calling them outside of their fucking pronouns that they go by.
Because everybody's scared to touch on their community, so they want to make sure they get that shit right.
I'm not poking it. I'm touching it. Who gives a damn who you are, what you are, when you going in here killing folks?
Yeah, they don't.
That had nothing to do with the shit that you went through.
Whenever we hit TV for murder and shit, like, you can be a pillar of your damn community, but they going to go back 20 years and pull your mug shot and let that be the fucking bitch.
You're right.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they going to do something. But
so, like I said, once again, condolences to the families, and hopefully they get their just due. Well, actually, they did, because, hell, they shot shit out that motherfucker.
Yeah, they killed them on sight.
On sight.
Yeah.
But it doesn't justify or it won't bring back the kids. Or the older folks, that was the three older folks got shot too, so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
And justice was served. Let me put it that way. Justice was served.
And another thing I don't understand is all these school shootings. Why? I don't give a damn if it is a private school. Where was your resource officer?
They didn't have one.
They didn't have one, exactly.
And according to some reports here in the state of Tennessee, since we having all these budget cuts, SROs are not a part of the budget when it comes to schooling.
So, and you know, a teacher, a principal here, I think it was Brainerd, got in trouble by the school board for hiring private security last year.
Correct.
She almost got fired.
And she almost got fired.
I thought the school was supposed to be hiring them people, and that's why she got in trouble. She hired some outside people.
Yeah, she hired some outside.
And didn't they rough one of them kids up?
Yeah.
So we ain't gonna just slight that. Okay. Story.
See, I ain't know all of that.
Yeah, she was out there hiring people that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't go through the
proper protocols.
All that stuff, get it approved and all of those stuff. So
yeah.
She had good intentions, but she went about it the wrong way.
Yeah, she went about it the
wrong way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, I think the follow-up to this was when the people stormed the Capitol in protest of the gun laws here in Tennessee. And one of our representatives here, not our representatives here in Chattanooga or the county, but another representative out, I think he was out in Memphis or whatever, his kid did go to private school. Now they homeschooling him now because of this shit going on. And they said that there's nothing can be done about all this stuff that's going on. You mean to tell me, representative, I forget his name, that you can't create, write, invent a law and get some backing behind it? Are you that far in the pockets of the NRA and everybody else that you can't say we don't want AR-15s and all this stuff in schools? I'm not taking guns away. Let me go ahead and clarify that now, because somebody going to jump on this and be like, oh, he's talking about taking guns away. I'm not taking guns away.
I'm very pro-gun.
I'm pro-gun. I'm not in favor of being influenced by lobbyists that say, hey, yeah, vote this law through so we can actually have this, that, and the other. That's my problem. When outside influences sway your opinion of whatever, or sway your vote for them, that's what I'm against. Vote your mind, whoever you are, all you representatives of Tennessee, vote your mind, vote your conscience. Don't be swayed by money or shaming or bullying or whatever the hell they be doing. That's my opinion on it. This is my personal opinion on it. I'm not speaking for the panel. Me, I'm saying this. Do what's right by these folks. If it takes more background checks, if it takes more time to get it cleared, if it takes, do an in-depth show. You do it for everything else. Why not? I got a problem with that. But that's my own opinion.
Come to some kind of.
It's a way they can prevent that, because this chick that shot these folks, they blatantly put her information out there. She was dealing with depression and all the friends. They went and interviewed all the friends and everything. Told all her information. All her story. So I don't know. And I'm also blaming, I'm pointing fingers, blaming, whatever you want to call it, the fucking parents that did not do a room check to find out all this bullshit that was in their house.
Well, she was grown though, wasn't she?
I don't give a damn if she was grown, if she was 105 years old. She was still in their house.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's a little crazy.
Is it crazy? Because they have seven guns. To have seven plus guns stashed in your room and nobody know about it?
I know a lot of people who got a lot of guns. That's not the problem, her having a lot of guns. The problem was just her herself. But
no, the problem was she had them in a house that nobody knew about. Not a parent. That's like a lady, you coming in your mama's house with a gun and your mama don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
At all.
I did that at 14.
That's my mama. Yeah. That's not her business. Yeah. If I'm an
adult, it's not none of her business, even though it's under her roof.
I mean,
my mama wasn't minding my business.
But for me to go in there touching on shit
and snooping around, that's crazy.
You ain't finna bring no shit up in here, and I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it. Not one bullet. Mm-hmm. Not one trigger, not one gun, not one nothing. You don't know nothing about it at all.
Because for the simple fact, what if they're
in your own house?
Yeah, what if they're not displaying that the mental part of it?
They said she was depressed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She wanted to be like a child her entire life that she's been on earth. If that ain't a fucking sign, I don't know what it is.
I mean, they probably knew she was depressed, but not to a certain extent, especially if she wasn't getting the help that she needed.
We know she wasn't getting the help that she needed. That's obvious.
And that's the thing about it. She done went and got diagnosed, and they said, yeah, she depressed. But then what, at the end of the day, she stopped going. And so the depression got worse and worse, but nobody knew because she stopped going. I mean, if you stop going to your doctor's appointments and you leave it at, yeah, she's depressed, but then at the end of the day, you can't make a grown person unless you keep calling the ambulance, you keep calling the police. At that case, no, they're not going to come out because they're just thinking that their level of depression is still at the standpoint where they was diagnosed with it at.
So let me ask you this. With the supposedly level of depression that she was going through, why aren't you taking stuff away from her that could harm herself or anybody else?
I mean, how are you going to take it away if you don't know she got it?
First of all, exactly. And two, just because you're depressed don't mean you're going to harm yourself or somebody else.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
It's stages to it.
I know.
Yeah,
that much I do know.
Yeah.
But this got to have some history behind it. We just ain't gonna say that she just all of a sudden went out and bought seven guns from seven different places, hid them in this house, and then one day she just walked out the door with all her stuff and just went to the school and started shooting folks. We're not gonna say that. Somebody had to know something.
I don't know.
If she's depressed at her house, she's not going to her department. There's a whole bunch of stuff they could say. I could say this all day long. I need to know what's going on in my house.
Listen, okay, but everything ain't unicorns and rainbows. Like, that shit is just not...
I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole bunch of kids that's just making fucking bombs in the basement of houses and shit.
Yeah.
And nobody knew about it. And they wasn't fucking depressed. They were just fucking ignorant to the fact, or just decided to say, you know what? I don't give a damn what they do. Just don't fucking bother me. That's what it sounded like to me.
And then that's when you got a problem. It's not the child. It's the parent.
It's not the child.
It's the parents.
You need to know what's going on in your house. I'm not putting the whole blame on her or the family or whatever, but they got to get some of that. They got to get some of it. Because I bet you they knew that she was going to the hospital or getting in appointments for depression and all that stuff. I bet they knew that.
Yeah, what I'm saying, she probably started off and then she probably quit.
Yeah.
And then once you quit, as a grown person, you got your parents say, hey, I think you need to go back. And they saying no, then what are you going to do? unless you calling the police on their ass, and then you might get some help for that grown person. Might. It's not a guarantee.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, it's not a guarantee. But what I'm saying is, and I'm going to keep saying this, if she's staying in my house, or if he's staying in my house,
so
and
they
are known to be depressed and are clinically diagnosed as depressed, I'm going in the room and I'm checking shit because I want to know what the fuck is going on.
That's just too nosy for me.
How is it too nosy? You regulating the shit that's going on in your house.
No.
So that's your house.
Tell me.
That's, I'm not a fucking kid.
As a grown man and you were staying, and if you were staying with your mama, and your mama had a hint that you was depressed, you think she finna be in there rambling every day?
That shit is crazy.
I didn't say every day.
And you shouldn't be rambling at all because I'm already depressed and you lying gonna push me over the fucking edge. Like, stay out my room, dude. This is my safe space. I don't need you in here rambling in my stuff. This is rambling the one space that I have.
You ain't paying no rent on. You ain't doing nothing to stand up in there.
They might have been doing something.
I'm just saying. Come on, y'all.
It don't matter. That does not matter.
We gonna agree to disagree on this one because I promise you, if my child came to stay with me, I promise you this, and my child come up to find out that she being psychologically ill, she got some depression issues going on, I'm checking her room at least once. I'm not going to say every damn day and all day every day. I need to know what the fuck is going on. What she got in there? Because her depression could be, it could get me at one time. I want to know. I'm protecting myself. I ain't saying going there every day, every week, you just toss a room. You got to know at least once.
But I don't know. For me, with my daughter, like I don't go in her room like that. You know, if I see her, I tap on the door, you know, peek my head in, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And that's my way of getting a kind of quick look around, like, all right, she ain't messing nothing up in here. Let me make, you know, but as far as going through there, like what she got anything? That's pushing boundaries for me.
I'm sorry. How is it boundaries if she living in your house?
What? You still need to have some type of boundaries.
You still gotta have a safe space.
I gotta protect myself too. I gotta protect myself too. And if that's a fucking problem,
for me, it's like this. If I got a child that's depressed and that room is their safe place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going in there.
You don't go in there.
But for me to protect myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure my door is locked.
Mm-hmm.
And my door being locked, and I got that thing next to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my protection right there. Mm-hmm. You come through this motherfucking door if you want to. And then it's game on. But for me, just to come and go through your shit as if you're not shit.
I just can't understand that.
I just
don't want people
stuck. We're going to agree to disagree on this one. I promise you, we're going to agree to disagree on this one.
Because that also sets off
a problem. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Now I'm acting extra crazy because I done found out you went through my shit.
And then on top of that, they feel like they have been violated.
Violated, you feel like a child. Yeah. You don't do that.
You know, that adds on to what they already going through. Yeah, like Rick said, you can knock on the door, you can look around. Okay, I see what's going on, but to go in there and physically just
snoop around. No.
Mm-mm.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to agree to disagree on this one. I'm going to leave it at that. Whew. Okay.
You do kids like that, but you don't do adults like that. It's a difference.
Okay.
Be like, on that note, we appreciate y'all.
Okay. It is what it is. Let's move on. I forgot the other topic, what it was we were talking about. Oh, it would. Fuck, we'll come back to it next week. I'm sure. We ain't be next week because Easter is next week.
Yes, it is.
So we might have to shoot early or later. Well, y'all work on Mondays.
Yeah, we work on Mondays. Yeah.
Well, I do too, but shit. Yeah, we'll figure out something. But anyway. Hey, appreciate y'all listening. Hopefully this was a... something y'all can take back home with you and talk about, discuss, whatever. Everybody had their opinions. We, like I said, we want to agree to disagree on some of this stuff.
Mental health is a real issue.
Mental health is a real thing, obviously, as we just discussed full detail about this chick up in yeah. Be somebody's person. I'm gonna keep saying it every time. And if you need help and you want to acquire help, go seek help or ask somebody to help you get some help if you don't know where to go. Because this lady had friends and she discussed stuff too. So,
hey, and just putting it out there, so like the suicide/crisis line, like they shorten the phone number. So now you can just do 988 on your cell phone and that's the crisis line.
So if you go through any issues like that, then you feel free to hit that number again. It's been real. It's been good. Good talks. Good topics. Good banter. Good banter. We're going to talk to y'all next week, man. We supposed to have somebody on the show, but they didn't show up because they was out and about and forgot the Sunday was the day we shoot, so... We'll try and get them on whenever. We ain't worried about that. I know I'm off today.
Hey, I'm very proud of you for not responding and letting me handle that because I know you was thinking all kind of shit in your head.
About what?
In the message about the person.
Oh, yeah, was I was.
I know you.
Because I was trying to roast that.
That's why I made sure I hurried up and responded. Because I was like, let me respond for this motherfucker, dude.
This motherfucker right here. But, you know, I let it go. So hopefully, she'll be on in the next couple of weeks, whatever. And we talking about some issues with her as well. So, with all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. We'll see y'all next Thursday. And, have a good one. Peace.